Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephens Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and yours truly. I always loved it in the old days when the host would go on to it. And yours truly. What does that mean? That's like the salutation on a letter. What does it mean?
And me.
It means.
And me.
Sincere. Is that what it means?
I give you.
Sincerely yours.
I give you
the letter. Sincerely yours.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Truly.
All right, so Molly, I believe, has the update on the plane, or the pilot probably more. This is something that I don't think we will ever forget. This, the imagery is so vivid in most of our minds of this plane going into the side of the mountain and the story of the pilot. Now, yesterday there was some preliminary information about him practicing doing this.
Yes.
And now, so there's more of that, Molly, yeah?
Yes, the report by Germanwings says the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, rehearsed putting the aircraft into a controlled descent. And this was the flight just prior to the one that he crashed, killing 149 people. Mm-hmm. So he changed altitudes. And the report was released yesterday, brought it up with the initial results. And you guys were saying, how could he have changed altitudes without anyone on the plane knowing?
Right.
So what he did was he changed the altitude in the control, in the cockpit, but the plane didn't actually do it. He'd change it to see if it would take. Yes, and as soon as it started to take, he put it back. And he did it like 5 or 6 times. To make to see how it would be done.
Nobody saw that in the records from.
No, they can't see it from air traffic control. You can only see it in the cockpit. The only way air traffic control would know is if the plane
wouldn't
actually
register on the black box.
Right. Right. Well, they did.
They wouldn't look at the black box
unless it didn't crash.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So they found that afterwards.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Hey.
Creepy guy.
Hi, Jennifer. Yesterday, we were talking about the drought in California.
Yeah.
And the idea that William Shatner has to bring down water from the Cascades. And so we got a note from Annette Kuntz, who listens to us in Benton City, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, she writes, the eastern half of Washington facing a drought this summer as well. The snowpack in the Cascades is low. I think I heard the snow level was at a 65-year low. So be careful suggesting pulling the water from the Columbia River. There will be years when even the Columbia River water might be compromised. I do agree that letting all this water go into the ocean seems like a possible solution, stopping it from going to the ocean. But there are folks in Washington State that need water, too.
I know. That's actually part of the problem, is that other states, like Colorado, for one, don't like to share their water with the rest of us.
No.
And, you know, I understand. Hey, look, if they get into a drought situation, they probably want that water back. But all that water right now is rushing into the ocean. So it would be a good, not permanent, but at least semi, you know, temporary fix, right?
All right. Some of you may have seen the pictures from the tornado yesterday that ripped through Oklahoma City, the flatlands. We're talking about the badlands, the flatlands. One of the things, we're talking about water here, this tornado brought torrential rain and floods to the southern plains. Looks like there's going to be a problem today as well. 12 people injured yesterday, and Oklahoma City, from what I can see here as I look around, looks like the hardest hit. Wichita, all those areas, Oklahoma City, Wichita, in a straight line with one another up and down, that's really the central. Wichita and Oklahoma City are exactly the midpoints in the country in terms of mileage. The storm flipped cars around on Interstate 35. Power lines ripped up everywhere. Will Rogers Airport was closed. They put people in tunnels under the airport. A female driver used her cell phone to call for help from inside her car. The flooding and they had 8 inches of rain in some areas. Good Lord. So, anyway, there's more of that today. So, folks down there, look forward to having a miserable day again. It's the anticipation. I think that's what it is.
Always
fear.
Wondering
yeah.
what's going to happen today.
Right.
Will something happen
exactly.
today?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's very unsettling or unnerving.
Preparedness is the key.
Yes, it is.
If you have a plan, then you're going to be okay.
I got a plan, Richie.
What's your plan?
My plan is to have Dr. Ken on with us in a few minutes to talk about the medical news. And later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to be here. And we're going to talk about those rude, nasty people who use cell
I'm
phones.
I'm right
to,
here.
As, no, I don't think that's true.
Oh.
Hello to William Wilson, one of our listeners who is very active on Facebook. Happy to have that. By the way, Kenny, what's the hot thing now with all the activity today? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What's the number one item that people seem to be wanting to be heard on?
Deflategate.
Brady.
Brady. Oh, listen to you. Oh, Brady. Like he's your nemesis or
well,
something.
Well, no, I mean, it's just
it's
the kind of stuff that will work.
You might find your farm gets TP'd overnight.
Really? Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Really?
You're treading on sacred ground.
Yeah.
Am I?
These guys play in your backyard.
No, they don't.
If
they did, I'd have a lot more money than I do now. They were playing. I have enough room in my backyard. I got 114 acres down
there. Yeah.
They could play. We could move them up here.
And it's for sale.
Perfect. Well, the development rights are for sale anyway.
Yeah.
Yep, let's go. Bring them on. The politicians, if they can get away, the Republicans, from talking about Hillary Clinton and focus on an issue, it seems immigration is the number one issue. The majority view of the Republican candidates, however, seems to be how to figure out letting the people illegally in the country stay. So that gets whoever says that's a good idea, I scratch them right off my list until there's nobody else on the list. And then you got to figure, okay, so who do we go to now? Because everybody's waffling on it. It's disgusting. It really is. What I find more disgusting is how much time Carly Fiorina has a great opportunity, and all she's doing is talking about Hillary Clinton. Tell us about you, for God's sake.
Oh, my gosh. She was so funny on Seth Meyers. Did you see it?
No. How would I see it?
That's true. I'll send the clip to Rich because we should play it. It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Dr. Ken in a moment. Stand by for that. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Time now for a visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is, among other things, a cardiologist, runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He and I do the Good Day medical program on the air every weekend for 2 hours. If you have a question of Dr. Ken about your own medical circumstances, you can call us at that time, 888-553-7536, or you can email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. We'll answer your question on the air. It's broadcast live from 7 until 9 Eastern time on Saturday morning. Meanwhile, there are reports of children of sleepwalking parents, and the likelihood that they would be sleepwalkers is what? This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, Doug. More than 60% of children with two sleepwalking parents go on to develop the condition themselves. These new findings point to a strong genetic influence on sleepwalking and to a lesser extent on sleep tremors. Parents who have been sleepwalkers in the past, particularly in cases where both parents have been sleepwalkers, can expect their children to sleepwalk and thus should prepare adequately.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it, huh?
That's kind of spooky.
Oof, it is. All right, as long as we're in the sleep department, sleep apnea treatment, good news for those who are at risk for diabetes.
Exactly. American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine this week, treating sleep apnea may help people with slightly elevated blood sugar levels lower the risk of developing diabetes. Assessment of sleep apnea, Doug, should be considered in patients at high risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease, since this new study shows that treatment of sleep apnea can reduce these risks using continuous positive airway pressure. We know this is a CPAP device to treat sleep apnea for 8 hours a night. It seems to help people with pre-diabetes improve their blood sugar control and reduce the risk of getting full diabetes.
All right, what's the story with hospitals and how they try to save premature babies? It seems to be a lot of variance in how that treatment is taken care of around the country.
I guess there's an article in the New England Journal of Medicine showing that there's some variation in this.
Why would that be? Why wouldn't there be some standard for that? I would guess it'd just be my question.
Well, there's different philosophies, there's different technology, there's different abilities, and you'd be amazed how things vary. You know, I train in all the different coasts, all different corners of this country, and in many different things, there's different ways we take care of things.
Isn't that amazing? All right, healthy eating. Good news for those of you who eat well.
Out of the Medical Journal of Neurology, you know, as a heart doctor, people are more concerned about preventing Alzheimer's dementia than getting a heart attack or a stroke. In my experience, people who eat plenty, here's the good news, people who eat plenty of fruits and vegetables may preserve more of their memory and thinking skills as they grow old. Out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week, healthy eating reduces the risk of getting dementia. And what does healthy eating look like, Doug? Vegetables and fruits, especially leafy greens and berries, whole grains, nuts, olive oil, beans, poultry, and fish. It discourages red meat, cheese, butter, sweets, and fried foods. So it's a combination of the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet.
All the more reason to have Super Beets. Let's go.
In 1988, Doug, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited, Doug, because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the bodies. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beets, here's its important effect. It's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Super Beets. Ready? Write this number down, 800-655-4183. You heard Ken talk about how good it is for you. We're all on it. We're using it. Everybody on the program is taking Super Beets. You can be just like us when you grow up. 800-655-4183. This is a great idea for Mother's Day. In fact, keep your mom in great shape mentally, physically. Super Beets is better than regular beets because they're specially grown beets, non-GMO, which most doctors like. 800-655-4183. You get a free month supply. You get a free book about beets, free shipping. 800-655-4183. Super Beets.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, Richie.
This is the most amazing thing you'll see today.
A video from our treasure trove at DougStefan.com. This is Hungarian singer Jerzo Raz. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny?
Sure, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Nobody's going to know the difference anyway. He won awards all over Europe for his a cappella singing. In this video, he performs Michael Jackson's Thriller, singing all the vocals, all the instrumentation, all the special effects. You can see it. This is the audio from it, but go look at it. It's featured this week as a video of the day at DougStefan.com.
There we go. He is the drums. He's the bass. He's the keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's everything. Take this down before you make it. You start to breathe. And her looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed. Cause this is Thriller. Thriller night. And no one's gonna save you. Forget the song.
The song's not the big deal. It's the way
this
is all put together. Yeah.
And so he's got a video of him doing each part.
Yeah.
And then he shows himself like in five different places. Like he's the hi-hat of the drum. He's the bass beat of the drum. He's the bass. He's the keyboard. And then singing. So there's five of him. So he has to sit there in front of a video camera and record each part and then edit it all together, and it has to sync up just perfectly. I'll tell you what, as a musician and a guy who works with video, this guy's amazing.
The things that people can do with their time and their talent, and that's what we like to celebrate here on the Good Day program. Your time, your talents. One of the things that has come into my mind as I look around and try to quiet my mind down, there are so many things that stimulate us, all of us. And Rich, you'd be happy to tell you, my mind is usually pretty stimulated. He always is making sort of jokes about me seeing the penny or the quarter on the sidewalk and changing my point of view about things or changing my focus. That's part of, I hope, what makes me an interesting radio person or an interesting person. And I guess I would wonder, as we talk about these things and really pay tribute to people like this very creative fellow who has done what we have highlighted as a video of the day at DougStephan.com. Think about all the people that are around. I think, and I'm thankful for every day, that I have Richie and Kenny and Molly and Jennifer here to stimulate all of us. They all have great minds, and they have different ways of piquing our interest with things. And so I've been thinking a lot as I've taken, I was talking earlier this week with you about being in this school for men. There are a lot of things that I've been doing to try to not only stimulate my mind and my thinking more than my mind, but also to try to quiet my mind. And that is a very difficult thing to do with all the stimulation. I mean, think about even here. We are always trying to stimulate you with things like this. And so I've looked
and we
at,
beg for it. Constant stimulation all the time with our cellular devices and everything.
Yeah. And so we have what we call the egoic, E-G-O-I-C, the egoic mind. That part of our mind that is stimulated, the voice in our head that talks to us. And most of the time, what it's saying to us is, Richie would use a different word, I would use manure. But a lot of us give ourselves a hard time. We fill our minds full of fear. We fill our minds full of things, you know, it's like worry. Most of the things that you fear or worry about, you never have to have, you don't have to worry about. But our mind does these things. So just take a moment, take a breath, and just give it a rest for a moment, okay? 28 past the hour.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061. 1-800-749-4061.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive the Finisil's mascara and buy the Seal Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour. I'm holding the microphone in my hand so that I can be sure that I'll get as close to it as I can, Richie. Making love to the microphone.
Ew, not here.
I feel dirty.
Really?
Ew.
Oh, sorry about that. Richie is here, Jennifer's here, Molly's here, Kenny's here, and you're here. And so we launch off into car talk, or maybe best suited to call this truck talk. Story at DougStefan.com today about the Mercedes folks trying a new self-driving truck. Daimler Trucks owns Freightliner, so Mercedes owns Freightliner, and they want to try. They had actually, if you go to the Hoover Dam, and I've always loved going over the Hoover Dam. It's a neat place.
Throw the silver dollar over the edge, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so anyway, this week there was a ceremony on top of the Hoover Dam. The folks at Mercedes said two of their vehicles were being taken for test drives on the highways of Nevada. There are only 4 states and District of Columbia that have laws on the books allowing autonomous vehicles on the road. This is really kind of, I don't like to use the word scary, so I don't know that it's appropriate. This is too unusual for me to be comfortable with. How's that? The trucks use radar sensors and cameras to monitor surrounding traffic and the lane lines on the highways. The trucks are driven by humans that are not in the truck. The trucks take over. You can do it both ways. Kind of like a plane on autopilot. Pilots are there. So the trucks have drivers in them at the moment.
Who
they can
always
flip a switch.
Their hands on the wheel.
Yeah, they can flip a switch, but they're aiming toward running trucks without drivers, same as cars without drivers. How many people think that's a great idea? Raise your hand. Not me.
Yes and no.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the idea of not having sleepy truckers on the road.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. That's a great thing. And sure, it would be neat for us to be able to always have delivery trucks on the road, even though I'd rather see it go by freight, which is a lot cheaper and more environmentally friendly. Yeah. But yeah, the whole robots on the road, that's a little scary. And my question here when I heard this, okay? What? How does the truck know if it's raining or snowing or if there's a flood ahead?
Right.
How does it know the conditions of the road? I understand how it can see the lane and how it can navigate via GPS, but how does it know the condition of the roads? How does it know?
It listens to the radio.
Yeah, there's radio on each truck.
Yeah.
Weather on the tens, Richie. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you how you feel about sharing the highway with self-driving trucks. You can say the same about self-driving cars, though. A, we live in amazing times is a great answer. B, what's the big deal? It's like cruise control. For now it is. C, I'll feel better about it after they've had some successful test runs. D, I don't like the idea of trucks on the road with nobody in control. And E, seems like a bunch of lawsuits waiting to happen. All right, so there you go. Give
back
it to
my car business. We always used to hear the stories about somebody who just hit the cruise control and then started reading the newspaper.
Right.
Okay, but you still have to pay attention. You mean cruise control? Come on, you got to hold the lane.
No. These people assumed that cruise control
drove
the car.
Oh, that they were just
rolling. Yeah, right. I did a 4.5-hour trip around several parts of Massachusetts, and I had on the highways, I use the cruise control all the time now.
And GPS.
Yeah,
you were
exactly.
So giddy about
I
that.
I was. I was talking to Molly on the phone yesterday, and I actually, Richie, had gone, I had four different farms to go to, and I programmed the address of all of them into the GPS, and whoosh, right there.
Welcome to the Mutton's future, brother.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Here.
Right. Okay, speaking of that, Tesla Motors acquiring an auto supplier. This is yet another. These people, every day, there's something in the news about what Tesla is doing, or more importantly, what the fellow who founded Tesla is doing, because that's what, you know, Elon Musk. Yeah, very smart guy. So they're buying up these tool makers, Richie. They're going to use this company to help them build these batteries. They bought a company in Fremont, California. It's a stamping plant, 100 employees there. They're going to, and they're building that big battery plant. I forget where they're building it. But,
I think it's in Nevada, isn't it?
Is it in Nevada? Yeah, right.
By Reno.
Yeah. So this guy is going right to town. It's a good thing for American car manufacturers to have this sort of thing, for us to be number one in this technology, I think, anyway. But then there are the black eyes that come. Car news today, we know you don't like doing car talk because you don't like me to. I always say, let's put the boys on from car talk. You don't like to do that.
No.
Just because it was some other show.
It's their bit. Yeah. It's not our bit. You're stealing their bit.
All right. So instead of car talk, I'll call it car news.
You know, the Tesla thing is so interesting in that it is basically Mac or Apple and Windows.
Yeah.
In a car. What he's really doing is building technology. He doesn't really care as much about the car as he does the technology to help build the car.
Right.
And he's really
trying to sell to other people.
Get these patents to build the ultimate technologically advanced car.
Well, because he knows that's where it's going sooner or later.
Right. It's really fascinating to watch how he's doing it.
All right. Ford is recalling this week 389,000 cars, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, MKZ sedans, faulty latches that allow the doors to fly open when the car is being driven.
That's just like adventure in your ride. Big deal.
Right. Nobody can tell. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to take the doors off the trucks in the summertime.
I remember.
We got into the hayfield.
My mom, we were in a 60-whatever Volkswagen Bug, and my mom had to reach over and grab my arm because the door flew open, and I was on my way out the door. It's always kind of fun.
Seatbelt? No seatbelt?
No, are you kidding? This is 1969.
All right, Volkswagen Group has problems. By the way, did you know that Volkswagen Group is the second largest automaker in the world now?
Yep.
I believe it.
I didn't realize that they
had
Audi,
VW,
that.
Porsche.
Really? So they have a shakeup at the top because the people who are stockholders, you know, you think it's, well,
that
there
company's
are plenty
a mess.
Of Americans. The company is a mess, so the chairman is being fired. But
neighbor worked in their marketing department. Yeah. She was a contractor for their marketing department here in Virginia, which is where their headquarters is. And she says those Germans are slave driving,
Germans are horrible.
She said they are a mess.
Yeah.
She worked for them for 3 years in their marketing department, and they just didn't want to get it through their head. Because she would ask me, what do you think of VW? I said, it's too much money for the car.
Yeah.
And she's like, exactly. That's all the marketing we're getting, and they don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And now her contract got pushed. Now she works for General Motors in Detroit.
Yeah.
She's like, they are wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful to work for.
GM's a good company to work for.
But she said the Germans are crazy.
They are.
They're nuts.
Yep. They really are.
She's Korean.
All right.
She's like,
eh. Today is small car day. First time a small car was offered on the market. 1939 was the year. Anybody remember what the name of the car was? Probably no.
Mein Führer?
Yes, that. No, not the Volkswagen.
Mm.
Was it the Pinto?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't the Nina or the Santa Maria either. A car was called a Crosley.
Oh, yeah.
And the interesting thing about Crosley is they made refrigerators, too. Refrigerators and little teeny cars. The Nash Rambler, Kenny, as I remember, was sort of an offshoot of the Crosley, but it was aimed at beating the Volkswagen. The Volkswagen had come out in the early 30s, and they were beginning to sell. So this was the American version of the Volkswagen Bug. And it didn't work. It lasted 15 years, but they never, I can remember as a kid seeing these things go around. They were like, you know, those little smart cars that only have two seats in them. It looks like somebody kicked in the back of them.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they look like.
Yeah,
they were about that size.
Car.
Yeah, they were a stupid car. That's a very good way of putting it, Richie. Stupid cars.
Right.
Stupid Americans driving stupid cars.
Stupid.
Okay. Somebody who is not stupid, who is very bright, in fact, Dr. Joy Brown, is going to join us. If you check the Better Living box at DougStephan.com today, you will see an article she posted on her Facebook page about John Stewart's farm in New Jersey. I do want to highlight that. I think we did talk about it. It's for homeless animals. I would like to find him, Kenny, and have him on. I want him to talk about that. I think it's a wonderful thing. Kind of like what I'm doing with the cows here on the farm. I have a sanctuary for cows. He's got a sanctuary for all kinds of homeless animals. And so that's a neat thing that she's posted on her Facebook page. We'll talk to her about the egoic mind in a moment on Good Day. 17 before the hour. How about saying I love you to your mother for, let's see, Joy is a mother. I wonder if she would like, she's probably advertising these squatty parties on her program as well, Richie, I'm guessing. I don't know. Is she there? You got her yet?
I don't have her yet.
All right. Anyway, here's the suggestion.
Hold on.
We only have a couple of days left to get your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day. The mother in me, and we all have a little mother in us, people that are appreciative. So, Mommy Joy, does your daughter call you Mommy or Mom? What does she call you?
When she's really feeling lovely, she calls me Ma. Some of the time she calls me Mama when she really likes me.
Mama?
Uh-huh. She really likes me.
I
don't hear it all that often.
No. What, Mama? So, I was thinking, are you doing a squatty potty ads on your program?
No. But
oh, you aren't?
Explain to me more. What's a squatty potty?
Really? Squatty potty is the thing. It is a device that was developed by a son for his mother. And what you put it on top of the regular toilet, and you sit on it, you squat on it when you're doing your elimination routine.
It's a
squat.
It's a footstool.
Put
in front of the toilet.
Right, but it's, yeah, I mean, you can try
to help raise your legs.
You raise yourself up. Well, you can use it either way, but raising your legs up so that you have sort of parity with the potty. It's potty parity. That's really what it is.
Yeah, bent knees is what you're
looking for. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Engineered so you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural elimination. So
somehow they've missed me on this. I'm
really
so sad.
I don't know, because so a lot of the stuff you sell in your program is sold by the same people that sell my
yeah.
stuff. So
yeah, well, it's apparently they've passed over my pottiness.
Really?
My potty readiness.
Doctor recommended really works. So
of course it does.
Yeah.
It's just a better, and not only for potty, but for like giving birth. That
yeah.
squatting is, yeah.
Well, that's in the problems that people have, mothers have anyway, in eliminating is in part caused by having been a mother. So that's why this is great for Mother's Day. Be nice to your mom. These things are available. Squatty Potties are at Bed Bath & Beyond. Also, you can go to squattypotty.com, SQWATTYPOTTY.com. Order them there. Or, better yet, because you'll save 20% today and tomorrow, by texting Doug. Text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 and get the 20% off coupon. That's it. The way you save 20%, texting the word Doug to 5151. Text Doug to 5151. Give a squatty potty for Mother's Day and save 20%.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrans.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown is here. Her radio program is heard every day around the country. DrJoy.com is her website. The egoic mind. I was talking about this, and then I thought, you know what, I'll put this off a while, because I want to have a few minutes with Joy on this. The Eckhart Tolle, who is one of my favorite authors now, talks about this, the voice in our heads, our thoughts, our voices, oftentimes not always very positive. You worry about things and you talk to yourself about things. I'm worthless, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that. So how do we counter that? You must get calls on this, Joy.
Well, I mean, this is the basis of cognitive therapy. It's also what Buddhists call the monkey mind.
Yes, monkey mind. Yes,
yeah,
right, yep.
Which I think is just a great term.
You become slaves to it.
Well, the idea is that you become an audience for it, which is part of the problem. The idea is, first of all, to be aware that it exists, mm-hmm. and whether you view it, Freud would have called it the superego, Buddhists call it the monkey mind, we could call it the negative self, and there was a whole movement in the 80s which was talking about affirmations, which is a way of offsetting that. So instead of sort of listening to that voice when you get out of bed that says, oh man, you put on some weight, mm-hmm. that voice says, I am strong, I have everything
yep.
I need.
I love you, Joy Brown. You can say
well,
that when you are.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right where the potty squatty is. It's you can actually put a tape in there. That's not true. I just made that up. Mm. But it's not a bad idea. Mm. So the idea is that the first thing to do is be aware that all of us have that ability to stand outside of ourselves and judge. Now, we can either judge positively or negatively, and almost by definition, judge implies negativity. You're in front of a judge because you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
But you don't have to think of it that way. You could view it as being aware of what your assets are, focusing on your strengths. And we know that if you think you can do something, that's true. And if you think you can't do something, that's also true. So you can give yourself that extra psychological boost by, instead of bad-mouthing yourself and putting yourself in an emotional hole, that you can say positive things. But I would warn that the positive things are more likely to be workable if they say things like, you have a great sense of humor, mm-hmm. or your friends really like you, as opposed to, I love myself. And I know that I love myself is supposed to be the basis of this whole thing, but I think it's too abstract. It's like saying to someone else that you love them. They're going to feel much more adored if you say, I love you because you have a great sense of humor. I love you because you're kind. Or I love you because you make a great spaghetti sauce. So I think the more specific you are with yourself as well as everybody else, the more effective you'll be.
Really? I love you because you make a great spaghetti sauce.
That's an awesome, awesome
that
person.
That is cool.
And I make great spaghetti sauce.
That's why I love you, Joy.
Dr. Joy, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Call that number anytime, 24 hours a day. Leave a question for Joy. She'll answer it on her program, noon to 3 East Coast time. Check it out at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
God, I'm so stupid.
Stupid, foolish, gullible, dotish, dumbbell, lazy. Shut up, silent, hush, sit on it,
kid. Boy, am I the jerk of the world. You just programmed.
Jerk of the world, turkey, idiot.
Pretty annoying. Those movies.
Love it.
Excuse me, I just dropped down again.
That's because you were so excited about this movie.
Well, I like El DeBarge, and I kind of like this song, Who's Johnny? But no, I do. I like, why wouldn't I like El DeBarge? I like Tavares.
And didn't you like Ally Sheedy and that little robot? They were so cute.
Of course. Number five is alive.
Yep, I am.
That was that other, what was that, that movie that had the little robots running around? No, what was the name of that? It's being with a W. Something.
Wally?
No.
Yeah, Wally.
Wally, yeah, right. Ah, what a way. I watched it on
good
a plane list.
I hate that
waste
movie.
Of time.
Wally. It was good. All it did was.
Did it make you feel guilty for like having trash as
right,
human?
Right. Humans are all stupid and we're going to kill ourselves. And what a happy little
I'm going to kill myself after watching that movie.
Right. No, I know it's much better as I Am Johnny number 5.
Really?
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
Yes. This one has to be Ken. I know you.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. First movie I ever took my daughter at the time was 3 years old was Wall-E. And I thought it was all right. And then the second movie, she thought it was okay, too. The second movie I took her to right after was the Hulk. And my daughter stood up and said, Hulk, smash.
You should be guilty of child abuse.
I knew it was my daughter.
Those therapy bills.
Yeah, we should send Child Protective Services to your house.
We need a GoFundMe for Tucker's therapy bills for his daughter.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know the town I live in, but I'll never give you the address.
No, right. I can tell you how to get there. Short Circuit, number one movie this week in 1986. As we begin movie moments with music.
I'm feeling jipped if I don't get
one more.
This has to be
five
it.
Is alive.
Number five is alive.
Tear-jerking finale.
Thank you.
Feel better now?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Chucker has movie news, the top movie story in a moment, coming right up here on Good Day.
The professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now. Financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $169. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the Good Day program with movie news, the updates. The movie that's coming out tomorrow that will have everybody talking is?
I don't think there's a big movie coming. I haven't looked at the schedule. I say this, though. This is a state of movies, Doug. On Monday, Avengers Age of Ultron did $13 million in business. The second movie behind it was Age of Adling, which did $500,000.
Really?
I mean, basically, almost everybody that went to the movies on Monday went to see the Avengers.
Really?
I just want to bounce off two things, your opinion. The trailer to Tomorrowland, which I watched before the Avengers, which
was
George Clooney's a big Disney fantasy film. That movie looks absolutely outstanding. It comes out May 22nd. And then another movie which should do well this month, the trailer also looks really good, is San Andreas with Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
It's the first big earthquake movie since Charles Heston and George Kennedy packed movie theaters back in 1974.
Yeah, but it's all special effects with every building in New York crashing, the world splitting apart. It's a different feel to it than
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you remember seeing Earthquake in 1974 in a movie theater with that process called Sensorround.
Right.
Where they amplify the speakers.
The seats would shake.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
The difference in 1974, though, the special effects were mostly matte paintings, which actually were pretty impressive in that film, or miniature scale models. In San Andreas, it's mostly all CGI. But from what I see in the trailer, the CGI actually looks really good, although the action scenes are bombastic, sort of like that 2012 movie with John Cusack. One other bit of TV news to point out, CBS has picked up the series Supergirl with the actress Melissa Benoist, who was a girlfriend in Whiplash and a front desk clerk in Danny Collins. I like her a lot.
Good. All right, Chuck has got the news for us. Movie news here on Good Day. You can check out Chucker's credentials. He's in the contributors box at the website. The website is DougStephan.com, by the way.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.